Let's bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, as we continue to worship in the midst of this season of Epiphany, the gift of your Son, our Savior, the Word made flesh, we are mindful of how the gift of this Word has changed our lives for eternity. And we pray that your Holy Spirit would continue to move in our hearts, in our lives, that not only might we live Christ, but that we might also share him by casting the nets of the gospel wide to cover the multitude of people in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Our gospel lesson comes to us from Mark, and it describes that as Jesus, after his baptism and his temptation in the wilderness, immediately begins to go into Galilee and to preach and proclaim the gospel. And in the process of doing this, he begins to call his disciples. And so we see the very first disciples that he calls are fishermen. Now, what's amazing, if you listen to the text as it was read earlier, we see these words: passing along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And then a short time later, he sees James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and they're in the boat with their father mending the nets. And he says the same thing to them. And it says immediately they left their father in the boat with the hired servants and followed Jesus. Now, think about that for a moment. It would be like you, perhaps working in your front yard with your children, raking leaves, and this individual comes walking down the street and he looks at your kids and he says, "You know, why don't you just follow me and I'll make you rakers of men?" And they drop their rakes and they immediately go down the street with this stranger. How likely is that? Well, maybe if your kids are like mine, it might be very likely. Now, the reality is here is that these individuals, Simon and Andrew and James and John, I believe are at least familiar with Jesus, that they've perhaps heard his proclamation of the word, his teaching, that they've been intrigued by it, and when he comes across them and invites them, they come. And they spend the next 3 years sleeping, eating, traveling, learning, teaching. What does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus? What does it mean to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to cast that gospel net wide over the people? Now, I'm guessing, because I saw the show of hands earlier, that some of you have experienced fishing. Any of you have experienced fishing with a net? Yeah, Kelly, I see. You know, it's because you're from Minnesota, and so you know what I'm going to talk about here. You know, as a kid, one of the things that we used to do, because you see, my grandfather was too, how do I say this kindly, cheap to buy bait. So we picked our own night crawlers. Anybody done that? Yeah. And we took the seine net down to the creek, and we used to drag the creek to get minnows. Now, let me tell you this. When you use a net and you drag the creek, you get a lot of things in the net that aren't minnows. You're sorting through all sorts of things to keep the minnows. But think about this. If the gospel, if we are to cast that net of the gospel, it's going to bring in a lot of things. And not all of the fish in that net are going to be Scandinavian or German. There are going to be people of all backgrounds and of all races and ethnicities. That's what Jesus means when he says, cast the net wide. To be a fisher of men is to understand that what Christ is calling us to is to share the message of the gospel, to cast it wide so that it covers a multitude of people in our daily lives. And that's the challenge. People will often say, I can't share the gospel, you see, I'm not very knowledgeable, I'm not good enough. You see, how many of us have thought that or said that? Well, there really is no excuse in the Word of God for not sharing the gospel. It's not in there. You can read from Genesis to Revelation, you're not going to find a single verse that says, if you're not good enough, if you don't know enough, and you won't find this one either, and if you're too chicken, don't share the gospel. It's quite the opposite. Share it even if you're not good enough, even if you don't know enough. Share it. You say, well, how do I do that? You notice here in the text, as he's calling them to be fishers of men, the very first thing that Jesus calls them to do is to follow him. We follow Jesus. And that means that we begin to understand that all of our lives are a gift from God to us, and we live them in return as a gift to him. It's the stewardship of our lives, of our hearts, of all that he's given to us. We live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died for us. Following Jesus is exactly what the disciples did for 3+ years. And they learned, and they grew in their faith and their understanding, and Jesus sent them out time and time again to share the gospel. In other words, to practice, to get better at it. They followed Jesus. They went where he went. They slept where he slept. They ate what he ate. And they learned what he taught. That's a challenge for us, to live the gospel. You see, living the gospel should permeate our lives and all that we do. But we have a tendency in our lives and kind of segment things. I'm a Christian here, I'm a follower here, but over here I'm a person in my workplace and I behave like the rest of the working world. And over here I'm a student in my school and I'm just like the rest of the students. And over here I'm just like the rest of my neighbors. That's not what Christ calls us to be or to do. He calls us to live in the gospel. To have the gospel at the center, to have Christ at the center of who we are and what we're all about in all that we do, in all that we say, to live the gospel. That means we come together to listen, to grow. We do it in worship and Bible study and prayer, to live the gospel. Not an easy thing to do in this world, but we still do it. Christ doesn't call us to do all the easy things. He calls us to follow him. And some of the times that's going to be difficult. Learning to follow Jesus is learning how to be a fisher of men. It's learning how to cast the gospel net. It's learning how to touch people's lives with the love of Jesus Christ so that they know what we know. That we are loved by a God who sent his Son into this world to die for the sins of the whole world. So they know that Jesus loves them no matter what. Cast the net wide. In word and in deed, share the gospel. Live Christ. Christ. Put him at the center of who you are, because he is the one who suffered and died for you. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the true faith of God in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.